Well, I think the big thing for Dan was to make sure that he was thinking about having a guy that was going to be, you know, utilizing the potential talent that he was going to have, and it was very fast, and that's how it is when you're trying to hire coaches. Of course,
yeah.
It's imperative you get on them right away, or they go somewhere else. I mean, that's what all these guys are dealing with. That's what organizations are always dealing with. You can hire the stud head coach, but if you don't have the supporting cast, that becomes very difficult.
Were you surprised that he would become available at that point?
I wasn't surprised. I'm never surprised at what happens in this league, and it's, you know, how things roll and how things work out, you know, fits within organizations. I mean, and from one organization to another, I mean, our relationship here is fantastic. Mine with Kyle personally, and it's been great since he's been here.
It's special for you, not just to get to the Super Bowl, but to be playing a team that obviously you grew up with professionally.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a dream game that way. I mean, to be able to go against the Patriots and against, you know, one of my mentors in this league, and I think I have the great respect for them. Brought, as we said, way back in 08. I mean, a lot of things were brought to the table that I had learned in New England, and you know, it's just been fun watching you know, us develop here over the years. And there's, you know, there's definitely a Northeastern stamp on it in certain ways, and yet we've really evolved into something that is, you know, very much the Falcons and not obviously the Patriots.
What are those ways?
Well, I just think it's what I've said for many times, probably before you even got around here. I mean, it's indisputable role understanding. It's non-entitlement. It's, you know, it's the passion. It's the positivity for us here. And it's about making sure that, you know, again, everyone does their jobs and stays in the line that they need to stay in, and they're, you know, putting their ego in check. And that's what we believe here, and that's, you know, that's what Dan lives as well. So we're very fortunate to have that.
What has Scott brought to you when you guys formed that partnership? I mean, I know right. You've had it before mm-hmm. in the past, but mm-hmm. specifically, what has stood out about what he's done for you guys?
Well, I mean, Scott's obviously a long and trusted friend of mine, and a trusted aide for sure. I mean, he's a guy that I can go to on many things, whether it's, you know, whether it's personnel matters that I want to talk to him about, whether it's, you know, handling certain situations that come up, you know, as a leader in the NFL. I mean, Scott and I spent a lot of time together and spent a lot of time talking about the nuances of players in New England. So just having an opportunity to do that has been very good. And you know, we're fortunate to have Scott here. As you know, we're fortunate to have Phil Emery here and Rustin Webster as two other senior guys, and we're, you know, it's for our scouting staff, who do a great job. It's like a symposium every time we have scouting meetings. I mean, we sit there and we hash all, we don't talk about all the things we've done positively. We all talk about all the things and vent about all our shortcomings and what we messed up on, and that's where our entire staff continues to learn more and more, and Scott's right at the forefront of that.
Coach said he hates that when you say, well, we've done it this way before. How do you all, you know, jump over that hurdle to try to be innovative and creative in the assessment of your talents?
Yeah, I mean, Dan said that from the very beginning, and I agree with that. I mean, we talked a lot about this being, you know, this being the Falcons moving forward from 2015, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he hates that, of course, but he also is open to talk about, we've talked many, many times about what I learned through the times I've been here, for the 9 years I've been here, or seven since he has been here. And he's very open to talking about what, you know, the good things and the bad things and what needs to be adjusted. Certain things that we kept without going into details about mm-hmm. them. Other things we jettisoned quickly because it wasn't in line with what his personality and mindset was. Because, look, the reality is you go as your head coach goes in this league. We know we go as the quarterback goes. As far as the culture, your head coach is going to be a major tone setter here, of course. That's how it is.
But don't you also have to just draw on your past experience? I mean, your past experience is how you
yes.
learn, right?
I yeah, mean, past so experience is vital. I mean, we sat down, interestingly enough, this was one of the best things I think Dan and I have done since we've been together, is after we had the free agency in the draft in the first year that Dan was here, we sat down for many, many days and many hours upon hours talking about our culture, talking about everything under football operations that we touched together. We came up with our vision statements together. It wasn't, you know, Thomas's philosophy and Dan's philosophy and how we sort of semi-understood. We went through every department along with culture in football ops and discussed at multi-layers how we wanted to run this organization from the football operations standpoint. And it was the best thing that we could have done, because we never have any, there's never any ambiguity about it. And if we ever do, we go back to our corporate knowledge platform, basically, and discuss about everything that we've discussed and how we built the team. And if it needs to be adjusted, it's adjusted together. And I'm so proud of that. Time and again, we talk about it. It is vital in this league to have that partnership between the head coach and the GM. If it's not working, we've seen it recently. If it's acrimonious, you have no chance. You can be two great football men, but if you're not operating along the same wavelength and you don't trust and respect each other, there's no chance for success.
Do you have any regular from these last two draft classes happen a little bit quicker than you might have expected at the outset?
Well, I think, I mean, as a general manager, I love the fact that you have a head coach who is able to clearly disseminate what he's looking for, you know, across the board, and our coaching staff is able to do that. I knew when he was that clear about it that was going to be really good and a lot easier for our scouting staff to go out and, you know, beat the paths looking for players, as well as Dan and I spending a lot of time down the stretch when we do pick these football players together, that we are very clear. And I think Dan is one of those coaches that a general manager dreams to be with, and he's a guy who's going to develop the young talent. I mean, he has all kinds of nerve to go into this season and start four rookie defensive players. To me, that's amazing. I mean, I've had countless personnel men call me and indirectly laud Dan for that, or laud Dan for that, because that's what personnel men want. That's what general managers want. They want to be able to work with a head coach who is open to developing, because in today's world, if you don't develop your players now, 3 years from now, those players don't reach their potential, you're not really sure if you're cutting them prematurely or not. I believe here, whatever we do, however we approach this, if we do release a player down the road, whether we acquire them in free agency or mostly in the draft, that we'll have a very, very good idea of what they are because of Dan's approach to developing players and our coaching staff's approach.
Do you have any regular communication with Bill? And if so, have you guys communicated all in the past week or two?
We have random communication. I mean, we every once in a while we'll send a text, and we may get on the phone and talk about an issue at hand that is not an issue. It could be a league issue or a league matter that we're talking about. You know, and every once in a while I'll reach out. But not that often. We see each other at Senior Bowl or at the combine and such, and league meetings and such.
You're focused on what you've got to do here, and I'm sure it's taken up all your time. But is this an opportunity to kind of look back and just appreciate that you've worked your way up through the ranks? You know, seriously, done it the long way.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been around football since the day I was born, and I mean, my real growth and learning period, quite honestly, I mean, I learned a lot. I learned a lot from my father. Learned a lot from different places I was at, of course. But it wasn't until I got to the Patriots that I truly realized the idea at the core, the team concept. And I mean, I grew up hearing it all the time, but actually being put into effect there in New England, I'll take that with me forever. And it's been a great mold, sort of molding idea for me, seeing that it can truly work. It's not just on paper, that if the team does come together and, you know, that many years forward, to see everything come together as it has now, that though we all hear brotherhood and we all think at times there may be cliches in this league, Dan lives and is authentic, and so very authentic are the players about brotherhood that I've not seen that before.
What did you see in New England that struck you, the whole team?
I think everyone putting the team first. I think everyone understanding what their lines were, and they weren't, you know, venturing out, that they were truly focused on their role. And if they focused on their role and their brother focused on their role, that they have a fighting chance to always be successful. I mean, we got to a point in New England when we were there in the mid-2000s where we were winning so many games, and especially the year that I left in 2000, I came here in 2008, right? So that 2007 season, the Patriots were blowing people out at rates that none of us have ever seen before, and it almost became boring going to games when you were playing people, because if you weren't beating them by 40 points, it was a little bit of a letdown. It was the most unreal thing in the world. And then obviously we go an undefeated season until the Super Bowl, and Tyree catches the ball, and that was it. I'd happened to be here 3 weeks before because I had taken the job here, but there's just so many really, really interesting things in New England that they lived as a team. And interestingly enough, this generation, and I could spin off on this, the millennials and the younger generation, I think it's so important for them to understand the importance of team, of course, But let's call it the way it is. You see it here. You have to bring it to life. It can't be all, you know, gray and bland. It has to be alive, and that's what Dan does here. He takes the basic elements of the team concept, and he brings it to life for this generation of players who completely buy in.
What about off the field, though? In the office, you, Scott, when he was there before he left, Bill, in terms of how basically the front office was functioning sort of together as a unit, what struck you about that sort of, that you maybe brought here, wanted to bring here?
Well, I mean, Scott was my boss for, 6 years there, and we spent a lot of time again together. And I was very mindful of the lines, right? I was very mindful, and I've always been mindful. We had very definitive lines in that organization, not to the point of any disrespect at all, but again, I can't stress that enough. And I think being able to talk with Scott at levels, and then Scott would go to Bill, and they would have their meetings, it's very similar to what we do here. I have a lot of really good discussions with Scott. There's a time where it ends up going where it's completely just Dan and me, and we spend a lot of time. I've said this time and again, Dan and I speak 10 times a day at so many levels, at so many things, from policy to acquisitions, to how we're going to replace lights in this facility. I mean, our partnership, again, I continue to talk about that, but that's what I think that partnership should be. When Dan's busy on things, I can take it from him. When I'm busy in the middle of free agency and the draft, there are certain things that he can do. That's working together, and I did learn a lot of that in New England, to see how, you know, I learned that to see how Scott and Bill spent a lot of time together. Dan, quite honestly, learned a lot of that when he saw John Schneider and Pete Carroll work together. So I think that's very good that we both come to the table with really strong background in that partnership.
So in terms of adding personnel, how important was it to add a guy like Alex Mack in the offseason based on his impact?
Right. I mean, Alex Mack for us has been one of the most valuable acquisitions that we've had here, quite honestly, since I've been here. Free agent acquisitions, you know, since I've been here for the 9 years I've been here. It was just so important for us to have Alex in here snapping the ball and being in front of Matt. Let's call it the way it is. We had some struggles last year. We were spinning some balls on the ground. Matt was having to adjust all around his body, and we knew that for Matt to be at his best, we were going to have the best person snapping the ball to him that we could get, and we were going to have that leadership. Alex Mack brings leadership on this field. I mean, we have a lot of really good, hardworking guys in this field. One of the things we're very proud of is our main leaders, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Alex Mack, you know, Trufant. Those are some of our best leaders on the field and off the field. We're very proud of that. And interestingly enough, those are the guys who are making the most money, so we feel good about that as well.
As someone who's been with Matt since day one, he said this has been his best professional campaign. What part of his game have you seen him improve in the most this year?
Well, when we drafted him back in 2008, one of the parallels to Tom Brady was his ability to ad-lib in the pocket and be very creative, step up, play in front of that, you know, in front of those three especially, and get creative. And if he had to run, I mean, we saw it, he would run, which was, I love seeing that, right? That was really cool. I think what Matt has gotten back to that, I felt like he was not able to do that, and that's part of my issue, you know, as far as building an offensive line here and our issue of not building the offensive line to the standards. And I think we've really focused on that the last 2 or 3 years, especially the last 2 years, and that's been important for him to do that. I think Matt's, you know, he's improved exponentially throwing the ball down the field and feeling comfortable getting the rock out of his hand and you know, spinning it deep. And that's, I love seeing that as well. I mean, we invested in, obviously, one player a whole bunch who we love to see, you know, air it, you know, vertically. But then we also have some other speed guys on this team that can open things up, to also open things up underneath. So Matt's just got a really great understanding right now that he has so many levels on the field that he can toss the ball. And I love seeing how he's really come into his own as a deep thrower.
You talk about seeing Dan implement your vision on that side of the ball. On the other side, how nice has it been as you've tried to build a matchup-based offense, watching a coordinator that completely utilizes that?
On the offensive
side,
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, that's a big, big thing. Again, as team builders, when you know you have certain talent in your organization and that talent is going to be used to the best of their ability, one of the things we've talked a lot about, and you could go back in and talk about it, I mean, there are analogies out there and thoughts out there that it's the players, not the plays. I mean, we can argue that forever in this league, right? Some coaches believe it is the plays and not the players. Other really, you know, amazing coaches believe the other way. I think there's a nice mix of that, right? And I think that's very, very important. And I think Kyle has an extreme understanding of what talent is around him and how he's going to use it. He's going to put him in the spots to do the best that they can do. And I think another really important thing that Kyle comes to the table with, unlike others in the league for sure, he knows that if a player can't do something or doesn't run a route exactly how he wants him to run it because it's just not in his physical makeup, that he's not going to force him to run that run that route or run that play. And I think there's where I think Kyle's done a really good job this year listening to Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and his players who have a really firm grasp of what their own strengths are. And we all continue to grow and learn and collaborate in this building. Again, that's what Dan believes, and he makes sure that everyone in this building, doesn't matter if they're a position coach, the lowest-ranking official, or all the way up to Dan, that we will listen and we'll take things into consideration before we, A, make decisions, or before we scheme on the field. And I think that's a major plus to as to how Dan approaches this as a head coach.
Last question, guys.
You got the extension last summer, obviously. Being able to be – they believed in you. You know, obviously Arthur and this organization believe in you. Satisfaction-wise, you know, this has got to be feeling right. You've designed this team. You've been part of this from quite a while. How does this feel for you going into this one?
I think, look, anytime we were really focused going into this year, and again, Dan and I spent a lot of time talking about how we were going to approach things. We're going to put all the noise aside of expectations and such. And quite honestly, I did not get my extension in the summer, right? No, I mean, it was something leading into this year. So the ability to spend time with the head coach and again, work through any of that and put that aside and focus on building the team together. I'm happy that we were able to do that. We were able to focus on what this team needed, and we acquired people in the off season, and we continued to build. Dan was great going out, bringing the Navy SEALs and different groups, and we continue to motivate at certain levels. That I'm just very proud of how this has all come together, because we all know there were a lot of challenges over the years. We had some good years, and we had some tough times. I know that personally, and I know that I had to continue to do a better job in certain areas, and I continue to look at that all the time, and I say this time and again as well. We all have been through the tough times and the hard knocks, and we all learn from those times, quite honestly, more than the good picks, than the good acquisitions, and the good decisions. It's about learning from your mistakes.